Well, as you said earlier, I guess, the wattles have quite a strong history in this country. I guess along with eucalypts are probably the most well-known of our native species. So you've got, you've obviously got things like the green and gold, which is our sporting colours, which came from the colours of the wattle, the green of the leaf and the beautiful yellow that they bring. And as you said, they can flower all year round. So the species that flower through winter, through autumn, and then into summer. So you get such beautiful colour and striking contrast in the forest, where, you know, the forest can be pretty grey and green at times, but then you have these beautiful yellows and almost oranges that sort of jump out. So we're sort of interested in getting people connected with those wattles again, or acacias, as they're called in the science world. Mm. So we're going to run a little workshop and a bit of a walk to show people some of those around the Castlemaine region.
What sort of role do they play in the ecosystem? How important are they? What's their function?
Yeah, I guess there's a few important things I'd like to highlight there. So the first one is that they can actually turn nitrogen in the air and convert it through the plant into the soil. So they're called a nitrogen fixer, which is pretty important for some of the disturbance that has occurred in our bush and back through the history. So they're very good at colonising sites there. And you'll probably see that all the way through the goldfields. You'll see a lot of sites that have been dug over and are, you know, recovering and playing that important role for habitat. But you'll see a lot of acacia species as some of the first species that will come back after disturbance. So they're great at replenishing the soil where you've lost a lot of those nutrients throughout time. But they're also important because they provide that contrast between the taller gums and the ground cover. So they're sort of that mid-story, if you like, and quite often they can be prickly and quite dense, and they're really important for birds, possums and marsupials to provide that habitat so the birds of prey and the larger problems for these species, they can hide away a little bit in those bushes.